Let's bring him in, actually. Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO, founder of Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thank you very much, Craig, for being on.
Hey, Scott, good morning. I think we've learned by now you don't bet the under when it comes to the jobs data. That's been the trend for as long as we can remember.
Unless,
it doesn't just apply to SEC football. It applies to the real world of economics.
Unless it's the ADP, but that's a whole other story.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah. I didn't know you were Alabama. Did you go to Alabama?
No, you know, I did not. But you know what?
Not when, then you're breaking the rule.
Alabama,
you're breaking,
wants, Alabama wants kids from the Midwest. So when my kid transmitted an application, I'm pretty sure Alabama FedExed him an envelope full of money, and we went there, and it was like a college painted in gold. It reminded me of Versailles in France right before the head of the Queen.
All right, so your kid goes there now.
That's correct.
All right, well, that's not breaking the rule. See, I have a rule. You can only support the team, you know, where you went to school or where your children go to school, right? So that's the hard and fast Shelley rule of rooting for your sports teams. So you're in compliance. I'm glad. You know, I'm sure you take a deep sigh of relief. But anyway.
Well, you know what? I am. I was sitting there with bated breath. I'm like, I'm about to get bounced off the cow, guys.
Right. Well, you know what? It's because Notre Dame fans, they've got only 8,000 students, but they've got every fan in the world. And I've never understood that. So I had to make a rule. You can't support them if you didn't go there, but you can if your kid did. And I still think that knocks most of the Notre Dame fans off the list. But anyway,
I think that knocks everybody off, and don't let anyone say the cow guy is not a principled man. You heard it right here on Rural Radio. He's got rules.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Everybody, you know, we've seen the 10-year yield go from 5% to 4.1. Now it's around 4.2. Everybody, we've talked about the expectation of 5 rate cuts next year. I think that's insane. And I had, you know, Adam Johnson's a great guy, and he's on Fox all the time. I had him on my show yesterday, and I said, Adam, walk me through the, you know, he's part of this group. He thinks that because the Fed stated that they're going to get out in front of inflation and tame it, that once they've tamed inflation, and arguably you could say that they are getting close to having done that, that if you raise rates to tame inflation, once that's over, you can cut rates again. I am not in that camp. I think once you raise rates to tame inflation and inflation comes under control, that's where the higher for longer, a high for longer comes in. Where do you stand on that?
Boy, I do not want to be guilty of sounding like your proxy, but there is no one on the planet, including the current Federal Reserve chairperson, who wants to go down in history like Burns did in the 70s by cutting rates too prematurely. And just 2 weeks ago, you and I talked about this adage that we went from pricing in one rate cut to two to three to four with the first cuts happening by the spring of 2024.
March, yeah.
I say no to that. I say no to that. Am I still optimistic that this market can climb higher? Yes. Am I still optimistic that every once in a while, even when I got a cataract, I can thread a fishing needle in the glaring sun? Yeah, you're darn right I am. But this idea that I'm banking on all these rate cuts, I just don't see it.
Yeah,
and I don't want to see it because nothing scares me more than having a resurgence in the inflation.
Right.
And I think Jerome Powell feels the same way.
Now, two things I'll say. You're right. And so one of our shows earlier this week before I went to Nebraska, I looked, and the 50-year average of that Fed funds rate, which is now, ladies and gentlemen, 5.25 to 5.5, they talk in terms of a range. The 50-year average of the Fed funds rate is 5.42, going back to 1971. Okay? So we're now, I think they should rename, it's not higher for longer or high for longer, it's normal for longer. Okay? And anybody that's out there talking about rate cuts in March and 5 next year, I would have to say you're planning on economic Armageddon if that's the case. Let's say you.
You know what? Thank you so very much, because every single mortgage broker I know who wants to get the 30-year, you know, mortgage back to 3, I say you're crazy.
It's never it's not happening.
No, and it will never happen, and it shouldn't happen. Everyone who thinks that, you know, mortgage rates go back down to 3, that college loans go back under 4, that I'm going to be able to buy a car at 0.9% financing. Well, I tell everybody, be careful of what you wish for, because the only reason we had all those things was because of ZRIP, zero rate interest policy. And last time I checked the history books and all the movies, zero rate interest policy only occurred because the United States and the world almost globally melted down,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Fannie went down. Freddie went down. Bear Stearns went down. Lehman Brothers went down. AIG went down. Everybody went down. And in the dark room of some basement in Washington, D.C., somebody said, you know what? We got nothing else. It's game over. We're within 72 hours of money not coming out of ATM machines. Why don't we just lower rates to zero and pray that businesses and consumers borrow money? And it was a big gamble. And boy, you know what? It worked. But I never want to live through the Great Recession.
I don't know if it worked yet because we got a we're going to have a $34 trillion deficit hole at the end of this year. And it was $31.5 trillion this summer. So we have an issue. And with the rates coming up to the 5.25, 5.5 level, with all the money that we borrowed out there as a country, that's coming home to roost. So there's going to be some after effects, maybe some bad burps, I would say, from that low interest rate policy, because everybody borrowed a lot. But now with these rates going up, that maybe come home to roost too.
No, you're right, and I apologize for the rant, but that's how passionate I am.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. You're preaching to the choir. No, I you're awesome, and I appreciate your comments, especially on a Friday morning. And now that we've got these jobs numbers out, we'll see what these rate cut boys want to say. But it's going to be an interesting day that way. We also have a WASDE out there, folks. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But Craig, have a great weekend. Thank you very much for being on. Craig Milanos, he's the CEO of the Wealth Risk Management Group in Chicago. Thank you very much for being on. Let's go away. Pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more with Jack Scoble from the Price Futures Group in Chicago after this.